All right, you're tuned to 89.3 FM, WXYC, Chapel Hill. It's coming up top of the hour, 9 o'clock. Now, we do it here every Thursday night on WXYC. It's the Thursday night feature, featuring artists, albums, genres, anything we can think of. A random show every Thursday night. Wonderful offering here at WXYC. And tonight is no different. We're going to be doing a wonderful Wayback Machine back to the 1970s and visit a label that only lived during the 1970s, released 50 or so albums. The Arista Freedom label, Arista and Freedom, came together around the early 1970s and went around and signed all the great adventurous and innovative jazz artists of the time. And so we're talking folks like the Art Ensemble of Chicago, Julius Hemphill, Dewey Redmond, and many, many others, Julius Hemphill, and many of the others at the AACM. So I think for the next 3 hours, we're going to be pulling exclusively from the Arista Freedom catalog and playing some cuts from there. We're going to try to limit it to one song per album, so maybe we'll get about half of them through till the midnight hour. If you like freaky 1970s jazz music, keep it locked right here on WXYC, because that's what we're going to be playing here till the midnight hour. And starting things off, one of my favorites here, the Art Ensemble of Chicago. This came out on Arista Freedom. The Paris Sessions is the name of this one, recorded in 1973. Arista Freedom number 1903. We're going to take a listen to the Art Ensemble of Chicago from the album The Paris Sessions. Yeah. Lester Bowie, of course, on trumpet. Roscoe Mitchell on saxophone. Joseph Jarman on alto. Malachi Favors on the bass. This is actually recorded in Paris, France in 1969. It's part of the Freedom label. Now redistributed on Arista. A lot of vinyl here tonight, so take a listen. If you got a favorite from the Arista Freedom catalog that you want me to play, and if we have it, I will put it on the air. 919-962-8989. That's 919-962-8989. This is the WXYC Thursday Night Feature, Jazz Incognita hosting. Let's take a detour of the 1970s jazz vinyl here with the Art Ensemble of Chicago. Thank you. Classic Art Ensemble of Chicago there, from the Aristo release number 1903. The name of that album called The Paris Sessions, recorded live in Paris, issued by the Arista Freedom Label. You're here on the Thursday Night Feature here on the WXYC 89.3 FM. And going right along, we're going to move over to Julius Hemphill. This is Arista Freedom release number 1028, Doggone AD, recorded back in my old stomping ground, St. Louis, Missouri. Julius Hemphill on this one. Doggone AD, the name of the album, named after the Doggone tribe in Mali in Africa. Julius Hemphill on saxophone, Bakita Carroll on trumpet, Abdul Wadud on the cello, Philip Wilson, that cat I know, on the drums. According to the Archway Studios in St. Louis, Missouri, we're going to listen to Doggone AD. This is the Thursday Night Feature here on 89.3 FM, WXYC, Chapel Hill. Thank you. 29 minutes past the hour, you're tuned into the Thursday night feature here on 89.3 FM WXYC Chapel Hill. And this Thursday night, we're featuring the Arista Freedom label, a wonderful label that lived and died in the 1970s, but signed all of these great adventurous and innovative jazz artists in the 1970s scene and released a bunch of records, 51 of them, I think. That last one was Julius Hemphill, Arista Freedom recording number 1028. Doggone AD, the name of that album. We listened to the title cut. Originally recorded in St. Louis, Missouri, home of the St. Louis Cardinals, in February 1972. Issued on the Arista Freedom label on 1977. Features Julius Hemphill on saxophone, Bakita E.J. Carroll on the trumpet, Abdul Wadud on cello, and the great Philip Wilson there on drums. Arista Freedom recording Doggone AD. Moving right along, we think we're going to move over to, yes, this was originally recorded in 1966. This was the great Dewey Redman's first recording, recorded down in San Francisco in 1966. Reissued here in its glory in 1975 by Arista Records. Dewey Redman, the father of Joshua Redman, and a great and wonderful artist, I love Dewey Redman, and I've forgotten that he released something on Arista Freedom, and I was happy to learn that it's actually an original reissue of a 1966 original recording. Listening, Dewey Redman here on tenor saxophone, Jim Young on the piano, Donald Garrett on the bass, and Eddie Moore here on the drums. Okay, let's take a listen to this Dewey Redman. This is Arista recording number 1011. Keep it locked. Jazz artists in the scene. We've been kicking it since the 9 o'clock hour. We kick things off with the Art Ensemble of Chicago's from their Paris sessions. We heard a cut called Joro. Julius Hemphill recorded in St. Louis, Missouri. Doggone AD. We listened to the title cut. Dewey Redman's reissue of his first ever recording, 1966 reissued, called Look for the Black Star. We played that cut, and we just finished up the set with Archie Shepp's Miss Tony from the Montreux 1975. They're calling this one Montreux 1. Yeah, yeah. Keep it locked. More Arista Freedom stuff to come, including Anthony Braxton.
Thank you. Thank you.
89.3 FM, WXYC, Chapel Hill. You're tuning into the Thursday night feature here every Thursday night from 9 to midnight. Tonight, it's the Arista Freedom Catalog. And that last one was Jean Jarbarek. Karen's Mode from the Arista Freedom release number 1031. Esoteric Circle, the name of that album. Karen's Mode, the name of that cut, the Jean Jarbarek. Before that, we heard something from the Anthony Braxton, the Complete Braxton, 1971. This was an Arista Freedom issue number 1902. Anthony Braxton, Chick Corea, Kenny Wheeler, Dave Holland, and Barry Altschul. These were all written out as symbols by the musicians and then spontaneously put together on the spot and recorded back in 1971, issued on the Arista Freedom label in 1977. All right, up next, something, this one was a nice Arista Freedom issue, the Human Arts Ensemble. Let's see here, we got, yeah, it was an association of artists, families, and individuals found and based in St. Louis, Missouri during the late 60s and early 70s. Included members from the Black Artist Group of St. Louis, as well as the Association for the Advancement of Creative Musicians of Chicago, otherwise known as the AACM. This album was originally recorded in 1973 in St. Louis, Under the Sun, released as a Freedom Recorder, reissued by Arista Records in 1970. Oh, my record has I think it looks like 76. Lester Bowie on trumpet. Marta Elric of Lester Bowie, of course, of the Honor Ensemble of Chicago. Marty Elric on alto sax. Carol Marshall and James Marshall, vocals and alto sax. J.D. Perrin on the bass clarinet. Victor Reith on trombone. Charles Bobo Shaw Jr. on the drums. Butch Smith on the bass. Alan Stutz on the timbre. Vincent Terrell on the cello. Yeah, so this is going to be some good stuff. This is composed by James Marshall. We're going to hear Hazrat, the Sufi. Looks like they borrowed a lot of stuff from Sufi traditional music. The Human Arts Ensemble with Oliver Lake, Lester Bowie, Under the Sun, the name of this one. Oh, I can't wait to listen to this one. Keep it locked here. We're here to the midnight hour. This is the Arista Freedom Thursday night feature, playing only from the 51 record catalog of the Arista Freedom record listing. This one is the Human Arts Ensemble number 1022. We'll be right back.
Thank you.